Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We have been talking about the command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, or the authority of the believer. And I heard the word of the Lord say, you have to teach this in every generation. And it had been a long time since I taught it. And that's my fault. I should have done it before now. And so I repented before the Lord about doing it, but here I am. Now, I have no right to wear that. Tim, would you bring this? I have no right to wear this. I have not sworn the oath that's behind this badge. I have not sworn the oath that's behind this one. It would be illegal for me to wear this. Now, crooks and thieves have done it. Walk up and tap the car and say, your ID, please. Well, you have the right to say, yeah, I'll swap with you. Show me yours. Because I need to know that you're real. Now, the things I'm telling you about this, I learned that from an old con man that had spent a lot of time in prison. His parole officer was Jewish. And they wonder what he was up to because he's going to all these churches and so forth. So he told his parole officer, he said, you might as well ride with me because you're going with me anyway. And so, anyway. But I have not sworn the oath that is behind that badge. In order for me to do this, to swear, it doesn't make any difference if I just stand up and swear it before God. No. No, I have to swear it before authorized authority for me to wear it. I would have to be a part of the Wise County Sheriff's Department, which is just attaches Tarrant County. And of course, all of you know that we're in Tarrant County, but part of the KCM property goes over into Wise County. So, but I don't have any right to that. I can't wear these. Because there is a sworn oath behind each one of them concerning their duty. I mean, this is the real thing. I mean, it's loaded up and ready for bear. Not for me. I tried it on. It fits me fine. But I don't have any right to wear it. It is illegal for me to wear that. It is illegal. I won't go back to the scripture that says this, but the Apostle Paul said it. And you, O judge, that judge, and then do the same thing yourself. Romans chapter 1. So, this authority, thank you, Tim. Didn't he do a good job? Tim has done a good job for a long, long, long time around. He's taken a lot of abuse out of me, but he's done a wonderful job. And then, of course, everyone sees him on Victory News now. Hebrews chapter 1. God, that's a good start. Talk about authority. Well, God who at sundry times and in different manner spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. And that you remember now, he also wrote that we are joint heirs with Christ. Oh, amen. Now, Classic Amplified. And by the way, those of you in the radio and television audience, this is a KCM product now. Well, I mean, Zondervan was done with it. And so our staff just asked and they received. So the Classic, and not the regular one, but the Classic Amplified now is KCP, Kenneth Coleman Publications. And many, God who at sundry time in different manners, and many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth, and in different ways God spoke of old to our forefathers in and by the prophets. But in these last of these days, he hath spoken to us in the person of his Son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all... What? Lawful owner of all things. I rest my case. Our Lord and our Savior is lawful owner of all things. And the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in him. He'll quicken your mortal body. That's the Spirit that's planning your life. Do you think it's going to be all that difficult to him to get your house rent to you? Gloria and I had to learn it. But you can learn it from me. You don't have to. No. When you know you've been redeemed from the curse of poverty. Let's turn over there. Wait a minute. I missed God. Let's stay here. Because these are the words that God Almighty used to deliver Jesus from hell. These are the words that he raised him up with. And go over to the 22nd Psalm in the Amplified Classic. Starts off, my God, why has thou forsaken me? And then it ends with, it is finished. So the master took that psalm and went into hell with it and defeated all hell with the 22nd Psalm. Came out and said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Don't you know David in that region? I won't go into all that, I don't have time. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, set down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For under which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be a father and he'll be... What day? Bethlehem? No. When he raised him up. This day have I begotten thee. And again I'll be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And thou hast loved righteousness, hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. And we read about it. Elohim. Mm-hmm. Not just God. Three. Plural. In Genesis. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy year shall not fail. But which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand and I'll make thine enemy thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that shall be heirs of salvation? Now listen to this. We'll just amplify that a bit. But in these last days, he hath spoken to us in the person of a son, whom he appointed heir and awful loaner of all things, also by and through whom he created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. He made, produced, built, operated, and arranged them in order. Is the sole expression of the glory of God in light being the outraying of radiance of the divine, and he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the propelling the universe. I just have a propeller on my airplane. He propelled the universe. Light be 24 hours later over 16 billion miles of universe. Propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. And when he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sins and riddance of guilt, he sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high, taking a place and rank by which he himself, taking a place and rank. You hear me? Rank. Now, there's only been one general with six stars. World War I. General Pershing. That's six stars. Four stars. He created all the stars. You talk about a general. Then most Christians in the United States, really, I can't say most, but too many of our younger ones, don't know that George Washington designed our beautiful flag with 13 stars for the 13 colonies. And Betsy Ross sewed it up. Oh, say, can you see that question? That's the flag. Yes. And it's called a Star-Spangled Banner. But the first stanza is a question. You have to go to the fourth one that says, talks about the heaven-rescued land. That says, if our motto continues to be in God we trust, yes, in triumph, the Star-Spangled Banner will reign. On the land of the brave and the home of the free. I fell in love with that flag when I was a young boy in grade school during World War II. And we had in Fair Park Elementary School, the upstairs there, we had a little stage and so forth. And it was that day, for some reason or other, they brought that flag out. And when I saw it, I just began to weep. I fell in love with it. And I still am. I mean, I have flag pins and all that. Thank you, Jesus, for this free nation. So Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed. He has given us his rank. He is our Lord and Savior. He has given us his rank. And now, I want to turn to the book of Galatians. Well, verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Ooh. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect in the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you. Ooh, look at that. Worketh miracles among you. Doth he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Oh, else. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture for scripture, 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 scripture. You could have a movie script, but it isn't holy. Scripture, that's holy. It's the word. Keith Moore said, what do you have to be scriptural? Scriptures. I thought, that's deep. It is deep. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify, oh, there you are, to justify, that's authority, would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel of Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. That means the just shall have their lives sustained by faith. That what we do is by faith. Whatever does not proceed from sin, faith is sin. That's what the book says. Well, Brother Copeland, that's being a little rough. No, that's being very lenient. Very kind. Because you need to stay in faith about everything. 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 I like what Creflo Dollar said like that. He said, you walk as the barefoot prophet. Oh, you don't want to step on anything that grieves the Spirit. Bill Johnson, the dove, and he put a little handkerchief on his shoulder. And he said, the dove is a skittish little bird. He took his pocket square out, lit it up there. He said, it's skittish, and I don't want to do anything. Hallelujah. Bill Johnson is a mighty man of God. The just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man that does it will live in. There it is. Are you ready? Are you ready, radio and television audience? Here it is. Here it is. Right here. Christ, the anointed one in his anointing, hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for it. Now, you need to go back to Deuteronomy and read 27, 28, 29, and 30 to have a clue what he's talking about. Maybe we do that tomorrow. Well, no, I just heard most, but we will take care of that tomorrow because that's part of it. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, that we might receive what the Spirit promised. Let's read that here. Christ, listen to this. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, the doom of the law and its condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scripture, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree and is crucified. Mm-hmm. To the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, so that we through faith, might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. To speak in terms of human relation, brethren, if a man makes a last will and testament, it's merely a man's covenant. No one sets it aside or makes it void or adds to it when once it has been drawn up and signed, ratified, and confirmed. Whew. Man, we get in there. That will is no good unless it's been signed and confirmed. Uh-huh. I'll be back in just a moment.
Something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. There are two different ways of life in this earth, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. The best way to live is in God's kingdom because it's governed by the blessing of the Lord. But the world's way of life is filled with struggle, disappointment, and lack because of the curse. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, though, then you are a citizen of God's kingdom, and His blessed way of life is available to you right now. The Bible says God sent apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to show us how to live in God's kingdom and receive His blessing in our lives. As they faithfully minister the word to us, we must respond to the message we've heard by sowing financial seed into their lives. In Galatians 6:6-7, God said, "Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Don't be deceived. You can't cheat God. Whatever a man sows is what he will reap. And verse 9 and 10 say, don't be weary in doing good, for in due season we'll reap if we don't lose heart. As we have opportunity, let's do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. In God's kingdom, the way to receive financial abundance is through the process of sowing and reaping. That's how God's economy works. When you sow into those who've ministered the word to you, then God personally sees to it that you receive a harvest. Today is offering day on the broadcast, and we want to give you an opportunity to share in the benefits of spreading the good news and receive from heaven's financial abundance. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is good ground to sow into. Our God-given mandate is to preach this message of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Every seed you sow into this ministry is helping us send God's word out on every available voice. With your help, we're reaching the lost with the compassion of Jesus and growing up believers into the fullness of Christ. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for your partnership, and we're excited for the abundant harvest God has prepared for you. Before we go, I want to pray over your offering today. Father, you bless us going in and you bless us going out. You bless us as heirs according to the promise. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord of the harvest, increase every sower more and more. I decree them blessed by the blessing of Abraham. Amen.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/ca today.
God loves you, and we love you. And Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next week. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.